Emerging from a humanitarian task force meeting at the UN in Geneva, Special Advisor Jan Egeland said many obstacles continue to prevent aid delivery in Syria. The result is that so far in November, only one convoy has reached around 100,000 people in Homs Governorate's Al-Rastan. From disagreements over access roads to a lack of official papers, the problems are endless, Mr. Egeland said.
Numerous other convoys had to be aborted, could not move, could not be loaded at all because of either lack of facilitation letters by the government, lack of security from the parties on the ground, lack of agreement on access roads, and endless problems on checkpoints and on all of the many authorities in Syria that has to green light even life-saving aid to those in greatest need.
Elsewhere in besieged locations like Madaya, Mr. Egeland said he'd seen images of babies who died of malnutrition. The increased intensity of the fighting has also left at least 900,000 civilians besieged in Syria, more than at any time in the 5.5-year war. Many people have become totally surrounded in Ghouta, east of Damascus, according to Mr. Egeland, who added that eastern Aleppo still had the largest number of besieged civilians in Syria, with 270,000 people trapped. UN-led efforts to get aid into the northern city and evacuate the sick and wounded are ongoing. Mr. Egeland said that armed opposition groups in the east of the city had now agreed in writing to the humanitarian initiative proposed to all warring parties 3 weeks ago. All that's needed now before the massive aid operation can be launched is the same agreement from the Russian Federation and the Syrian government, he added.
Courageous humanitarian workers will be able to go with hundreds of truckloads of medical equipment, food, and all of the other things needed in eastern Aleppo. And we are ready to evacuate hundreds of wounded to medical facilities in both West Aleppo and in opposition-held Idlib.
With food supplies now exhausted in eastern Aleppo and civilians increasingly desperate, Mr. Egeland warned that the fast-approaching winter will be by far the worst they must endure. Daniel Johnson, United Nations, Geneva.